instructional materials in many languages. How to use this program. To get the full benefit of each lesson, choose a quiet place where you can practice without interruption and a time of day when your mind is most alert and your body least fatigued. The length of each lesson, about 30 minutes, is that recommended by teaching specialists for a concentrated learning task. Once you've started the program, simply follow the tutor's instructions. The most important instruction is to respond aloud when the tutor tells you to do so. There will be a pause after the instruction, giving you time to reply. It is essential to your progress that you speak out in a normal, conversational voice when asked to respond. Your active participation in thinking and speaking is required for your success in mastering this course. The simple test for mastery is whether you are able to respond quickly and accurately when your tutor asks a question. If you are responding correctly about 80% of the time, then you're ready to proceed to the next lesson. It is important to keep moving forward and also not to set unreasonable standards of perfection that will keep you from progressing, which is why we recommend using the 80% figure as a guide. You will notice that each lesson contains both new and familiar material. And just when you may be worrying about forgetting something, you will conveniently be reminded of it. Another helpful feature of the Pimsleur language program is its rate of saturation. You will be responding many times in the half hour. This saturation enables you to make substantial progress within a short period of time. Guidelines for success. Complete the lesson units in strict consecutive order. In other words, don't skip around, doing no more than one lesson per day, although the lesson unit for the day may be repeated. Daily contact with the language is critical to successful learning. Listen carefully to each lesson unit. Always follow the directions of the instructor. Speak out loud when directed by the tutor and answer questions within the pauses provided. It is not enough to just silently think of the answer to the question asked. You need to speak the answer out loud to set up a circuit of the language you are learning to speak so that it is heard and identified through your ears to help establish the sounds of the target language. Do this prior to hearing the confirmation, which is provided as reinforcement, as well as for additional speech training. Do all of the required activities according to the instructions, without reference to any outside persons, book, or course. Do not have a paper and pen nearby during the lessons, and do not refer to dictionaries or other books. The Pimsleur method works with the language learning portion of your brain, requiring language to be processed in its spoken form. Not only will you interrupt the learning process if you attempt to write the words that you hear, but you will also begin to speak the target language with an American accent. This is because the sounds represented by the American letters are different from the same-looking letters from the foreign language. Dr. Paul Pimsleur and his unique method. Dr. Paul Pimsleur devoted his life to language teaching and testing and was one of the world's leading experts in applied linguistics. He was fluent in French, good in German, and had a working knowledge of Italian, Russian, modern Greek, and Mandarin Chinese. After obtaining his PhD in French and a master's in psychology from Columbia University, he taught French phonetics and linguistics at UCLA. He later became professor of Romance languages and language education and director of the Listening Center at The Ohio State University, professor of education and Romance languages at the State University of New York at Albany, and a Fulbright lecturer at the University of Heidelberg. He did research on the psychology of language learning, and in 1969 was section head of psychology of second language learning at the International Congress of Applied Linguistics. Dr. Pimsleur was a member of the American Association of Teachers of French, American Educational Research Association, and Modern Language Association, and a founding member of the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. His many